You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, welcome to the day. It is 2:08. It is 6:27. That's June 27th on a Monday. But listen, let me move into my comments for the day. As I open, let me just tell you, I've been watching the trash talk, the tantrums, the freak out since last Friday's ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States to overturn federal abortion law. In most places around the U.S., they've been like, you know, fringe TikTok influencers and bedwetters and overhyped celebrities who have opinions about everything, chanting in the streets, carrying signs, which is their right, and I'm fine with that. In America, the ability, or the right, actually, to speak one's opinion is paramount. The irony is that those who are demanding the so-called right to an abortion are doing so by exercising one of their actual rights, the right to freedom of speech. But there have also been amazingly ignorant and opportunistic calls for legislation to change the makeup of the Supreme Court, even by elected officials who should know better. Calls to threaten the court with some form of sanctions or disempowerment or to restructure one of the supposedly co-equal branches of government are just juvenile and reflect poorly on the office of anyone who would utter such tripe. Now, I've also seen some, not enough, but some dissenters to the SCOTUS opinion who have approached it from a well-reasoned disappointment. In essence, some liberals have blamed their own movement for not taking the possibility of Roe being overturned seriously enough and have called for the Democrat Party to push for stronger candidates on the left side to elected office so they can better influence future appointments to the court or pass legislation that they believe is favorable. Well, that's also their right. And that's truly the only viable and acceptable option that should be on the table for those who are not celebrating last week's victory at the hands of Lady Justice. But there have also been those advocating for and even committing violence, mayhem, and destruction. Already the attacks on government institutions and churches and pro-life centers and more have been occurring. Burning buildings, violent graffiti, even calls to invade small towns in an attempt to intimidate the heartland of America. Let me suggest to those who would attempt such an action that the American people have had enough of watching their cities burn in the name of mob justice. You can only push us so far. I was reminded this past weekend of another time in our nation's somewhat recent history. The L.A. race riots in 1992. They followed the Rodney King incident in which four white police officers were accused of beating a black man, Rodney King. And what followed, though, had nothing to do with that incident. Burning, looting, violence against innocent bystanders and drivers, the nation watched in horror as drivers were pulled from their cars and assaulted and storefronts were looted and destroyed. The George Floyd BLM riots were far more widespread, with copycat riots that sprang up across the nation, but the Rodney King riots stayed largely confined to L.A., but they were horrific in their scope. In the middle of the mayhem was a large community of Korean immigrants. Many of them had come to America in search of a better life and brought with them a work ethic and a desire to improve their lot. As people are wont to do, they often banded together with those with whom they shared a common culture and experiences. In all, an estimated 150 square blocks of L.A. became known as Koreatown or K-Town. Many of the immigrants were highly educated, but, you know, language barriers being what they were, they chose to invest their life savings in things like mom-and-pop industries like small shops, corner markets, dry cleaners. Capitalism does take capital, so many of these Korean Americans collaborated and set up shops with shared investments, and a large number of them were apparently in South Los Angeles, the epicenter of the riots. And they were having none of it. As looting and mayhem persisted, the L.A. police were vastly outnumbered and unable to contain all the violence. In fact, they were accused very often of leaving the scene when things got really bad. Many shops and businesses simply just shuttered their windows and stayed home, but a group of Korean men decided that they understood what freedom meant, and that to maintain that which they had sacrificed everything to obtain, that they would do whatever was necessary to defend it. You see, people who have experienced life outside of the United States often have a greater appreciation for what we have here in the United States. When you've had nothing, being given something, no matter how small, generates a sense of appreciation. Freedom and opportunity are game changers, and a group of men who came here from a land that at that time had less to offer were not going to stand idly by and see those who had no appreciation for it just simply burn it down to justify their own anger. And so we got what became known as the rooftop Koreans. You go ahead and Google it. Google it right now if you want to. Rooftop Koreans 1992. You will find the stories and the videos and the news reports of a large number of Korean men who armed themselves and took turns guarding their livelihoods. And they were armed with an amalgam of firearms and homemade weapons of every type and variety, and they stood their posts on the rooftops of their businesses as a visual reminder to the rioters that not everyone would just roll over in the name of mob rule. Korean radio stations began to put out a call for volunteers to come and help, resulting in a slew of others who arrived to help stand guard. In all, something like 2,300 Korean-American-owned businesses were actually destroyed, and yes, there were actually gun battles in the street. But no one will be able to say how many more lives and properties would have been burned and looted and injured if groups of men had not decided for themselves that they could not do it any longer. They would only be pushed so far. Those rooftop Koreans practice what we know now under the law as the castle doctrine, the defending of one's home or business, one's castle, if you will, against those who would seek to destroy it or harm those within. Now, understand me when I say this. I'm not advocating for vigilantism. I'm not. I'm not wishing for conflict, not in the least. I've seen the effects of armed conflict, and I'm not a fan. But I will say this. Those that seek to do harm to others because they believe that it is somehow advancing their sense of injustice are going to find soon enough the American people have just had it. Just plain had it. We were told in the last few years that largely peaceful protests were just, you know, part of a free speech. When buildings burned and lives were destroyed, we were told that it was just freedom in action. No, it was not. To be sure, freedom can sometimes be messy, and standing on the soapbox and extolling your opinion, whether anyone agrees with it, should always be allowed in a free society. But the rooftop Koreans remind us that there are limits. The American people have largely had more than enough. And those that want to couple their opinions with violence and mayhem are going to find out they can only push good people so far. So the left needs to get a hold of their fringe elements. They need to do it now, before it gets to the point that citizens feel the need to take to the rooftops. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Serious story, serious business. Look it up. Rooftop Koreans, 1992. You'll see them. There's pictures, there's news reports, there's videos. They stood their ground. They were not having any of it. They were not going to let what they came to America to establish with their savings be torn down by people who thought that they could do whatever they wanted to do and no one would say boo about it. Well, I don't want it to get there again. That's why the left has got to get a hold of their people. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.